spend our energy.
啊，对于有这个价值的东西，我们也愿意花我们的精力在这些事情上。
People who value the way they look often spend a great deal of time, and energy into maintaining their figure, their weight.
啊，一个人如果很重视他的外表，他会花时间来运动，为了保持一个美好的身材。
There are people who expend a lot of energy, trying to be successful in their work or their business.
那也有些人花了很多时间，为的就是在他所从事的这个生意上呢，要能够这个比别人更成功。
A lot of people spend a lot of energy in their hobbies or their investments.
那也有很多人呢，为了他的嗜好或者他所投资的东西呢，花了很多的时间。
Now the two men in our stories, they showed that they considered the treasure, the pearl, to be a value by the way that they responded.
啊，在比喻当中的两个人呢，他们对这个地底下的宝，还有他那个宝贵的珠子，对他们来说都是极为重要的。
Because it says they immediately went and sold everything that they had in order to obtain this treasure.
啊，这比喻当中提到，当他们发现了这宝贵的东西之后，很快的、立即的，他们变卖所有的来得到这些宝贵。
So if we value Christ, we will pursue Him very diligently.
那如果我们将耶稣看为我们生命中的至宝，我们也会用这样子的态度来追求他。
If we value a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, we will pursue it with all of our energy.
那如果我们将耶稣视为我们的至宝，我们也会将所有的精力啊用来追求建立与耶稣的关系。
If we really want to live in heaven,
如果我们愿意将来在这个天国里过日子，
then we will show that fact by the way we live here on earth.
那我们就在地上就是要做好准备。
So the Lord Jesus is telling us that a person who is a part of the kingdom of God,
啊，这个人呢就是天国里的一部分。
That person will view a relationship with God much like these men saw the treasure found in the field.
啊，那这个人同样的，就像这比喻中的人很看重天国，就像这些人看重他们所视为宝贵的东西一样。
Like the man who found this perfect pearl.
就像这个人遇见了这个罕见的好珠子。
Jesus wants us to understand that having a relationship with God should be our highest priority in life.
啊，耶稣要我们明白，与神之间的关系呢，其实是我们生命中的这个首位。
Let us turn to Matthew 6, verse 33.
我们请看马太福音中，马太福音书六章的三十二节。
Matthew 6, 33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们的。
So the Lord Jesus was trying to get his disciples to understand that if they were truly going to follow him, they needed to be willing to follow completely.
啊，耶稣要他的门徒明白呢，要跟随他，就是要完完全全的跟着他。
And if this is the case, can you think of a message that is more relevant to today?
那如果这是一个神给我们的信息，我们来想，今天对我们来说，什么是重要的呢？
We live in a day that is filled with superficial spirituality.
那我们所生活的这个世界充满了许多只有表象的这些属灵的东西。
Many people say that they believe in God.
许多人说他们相信神。
But there's a sense of commitment is weak or it's lacking.
啊，但是他们对神所愿意放进去的承诺呢，却是非常的有限。
Many believers may even spend a lot of time committed to church.
那许多的信徒呢，花了很多的时间在教会的事工上面。
Being involved in all of its activities.
也参与教会各样的活动。
Coming to every service.
每一次的聚会都不缺席。
But are they truly as committed to the Savior?
但是他们对于救主是否是全心全意的在追求呢？
You see, it is possible for us to be so committed to doing work in the church that we sometimes forget the real reason we are doing that work.
啊，我们或许花很多时间，而且这个放了很多的这个精力在教会事情上，但是我们是否有想到我们做这些事的动机目的是什么？
It is for our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us turn to Philippians chapter 3.
我们请看腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 8 through 11.
腓立比书三章八到十一节。
Philippians 3, verses 8 through 11.
腓立比书三章第八节，第八节。不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。第九节，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。九，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。第十节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。十一节，或者我也得以从死里复活。
See, this is the kind of attitude that a person in the kingdom of God should have.
这就是在神国里面的人应当具备有的态度。
We should consider everything else as secondary to our pursuit of a relationship with God.
我们要将这个任何的事呢，都视为次等的。
One time in Tampa, I was doing some work at the church.
在这个 Tampa 教会有一次呢，我在教会里工作。
And a Korean pastor from another denomination stopped by the church.
有一位别的教会的韩国的传道来到这个会堂。
Of course, he was wanting to know if he could rent the facility on Sunday.
他想知道是否呢可以在星期日租借我们的会堂。
But in our conversation, I asked him, why is it that I see so many Korean churches?
在谈话当中，我问他为何外面有这么多的韩国教会。
And he told me something that I found very interesting.
他告诉我的事呢，我觉得非常的这个有趣。
He said, in Korea, it doesn't matter what church you belong to, but if the pastor knows that you are immigrating to the United States, he will counsel those people before they leave.
那在韩国呢，你属于任何教会其实都没有关系。如果你要来美国的话呢，这些传道呢都会给他们做一些的辅导。
And the advice that they give them is quite interesting.
他们给这些要来移民美国的人的这些忠告呢，非常的有意思。
So they tell them when you go to the U.S., the first priority is God.
他告诉他们，来到美国之后，第一重要的事呢，就是神。
Try to locate near the church.
找到离你家近的这个教会。
If there is no church where you are going, you must establish one.
如果你所住的地方没有教会，那么你要在当地来建立教会。
Second priority is family.
那第二重要的事呢，就是家庭。
Third priority is education.
第三重要的是你的这个教育。
The last priority is career or business.
那最后一项呢，就是你的生意或是你的事业。
So after he told me that and he left, and I began to think about our church.
那他离开之后，我就想一想他对我说的这番话。
I began to think about my experience, and I come to realize that perhaps many of us have it backwards.
那我就想想，从我的经验当中，是不是我们还有一些的缺失呢？
Especially those who immigrate.
尤其是对新移民的人来说。
A lot of times it's school first.
通常这个学业是摆在第一位。
Then get the career or the business going.
那接着就是他的事业或者自己的生意。
And the family.
然后是这个家庭。
Whatever time is left over, we give to God.
那剩下还有时间，那我们就将它奉献给神。
So I thought what this Korean pastor told me was something that I think we could learn from.
那韩国教会的这个传道告诉我的事呢，是我们可以学习的。
Because if we are honest,
因为我们是诚实的。
How many of us truly have this kind of attitude toward our relationship with the Lord?
那对于神，我们是否也抱着这样诚实的态度呢？
So these words should give every one of us something to think about.
这些话呢，让我们可以好好的去思考。
So how do we move in the right direction?
那我们要走在什么样的方向才是正确的？
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
我们请翻开希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书十二章第一、第二节。希伯来书第十二章第一节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Now,
二节，仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Now notice the steps here.
这里告诉我们一个步骤。
First, we are to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily ensnares us.
那首先呢，我们要放下重担，并且呢，脱去那些缠累我们的事。
In other words, we are to eliminate the things that keep us from pursuing a relationship with God.
也就是我们要拿去那些让我们能够亲近神、追求神的所有的事情。
We must eliminate the things in our life that are sinful and the things that are distracting.
也就拿掉我们生命当中的那些罪，那些让我们能够在灵性上毁灭的这些罪。
Now this list may be different for each one of us.
我们每一个人的这个顺序啊，或许是不一样的。
Maybe it means we have to cut back on business and personal commitments so that we can have more time with God.
或许对有些人来说呢，必须要减少你在生意上或是事业上所花的时间，让我们有时间来亲近神。
Maybe it means that we have to change what we enjoy as entertainment.
或许要改变我们娱乐的方式。
Or we may have to remove ourselves from an environment that is dragging us down spiritually.
或许我们要远离那些能够让我们灵性败坏的那些地方。
It might mean that we have to repent of behaviors such as hatred and envy and jealousness.
或许要脱去我们心中那些嫉妒、仇恨以及那些不好的念头。
Because these are like weights that are on our back that are holding us.
那这些都是我们身上的重担，他们阻止我们向前行。
It might mean that we have to go to bed earlier so that we can be fresh to read and pray in the morning.
或许我们要早一点的上床睡觉，以至于第二天早上能够早一点起来读经祷告。
This was a lesson that I learned from my daughter.
我从我的女儿身上也学习到许多。
When she graduated from college, she was an elementary school teacher.
她从这个大学毕业之后呢，就成为了幼稚园的老师。
She was always very busy.
她总是那么的忙碌。
And she would have to wake up very early in the morning.
每早呢，她都很要一早起床。
And I would see her, I would get up in the morning and I would see her in the bathroom with curling her hair with the Bible open in front of her.
那我早上起来的时候看见呢，他一边吹头发呢，一边就将圣经摆在他的面前。
My first thought was, I wish I had hair to curl.
那我第一个念头就是我希望呢，我和他一样有这么多的头发能够让我卷。
But my second thought was, I wish I had that kind of heart to get up that early to read the Bible.
那第二件就是我希望我能够像他有这样子的一个冲劲，一早就起来呢读经。
We may have to work on trying to figure out how we can control our spending.
或许呢，我们很努力的想要来节制或是控制我们平常的这个消费。
So that our life is less controlled by the desire for things and more controlled by the contentment that we can find in Christ.
那我们的生命呢，就不再受着这要追求更多的娱乐，而是要从耶稣的身上得到满足。
Now the point is that no sacrifice should be too great for our Lord.
对耶稣而言呢，我们任何的这个牺牲呢都不算为过。
If our relationship with God is as important to us as we would like others to believe,
那如果我们要别人相信我们和耶稣之间的关系呢是很重要的。
Nothing should hinder that relationship.
那没有任何事情能够阻挡我们与神之间的关系。
Secondly, we are told here that we should run with perseverance.
那第二个就是呢，我们要这个奔向前头的路程。
We are to be consistent.
而且要持续的在奔跑。
You know, athletes who make it to the Olympics get there because they persevere.
这个奥林匹克的运动员能够胜出是因为他们有耐力。
They worked through all of their injuries.
他们经过了许多次的受伤,
they learned to master their technique.
他们在他们所专精的这些技能上呢,能够精益求精。
They disciplined themselves to practice and they fight even through those times where they are injured.
他们即使是受伤了,但是他们仍然是这个持续的不断的在练习。
This is what makes an Olympic athlete.
那这就是造就了这个奥林匹克运动员的一个过程。
In our life as a Christian, there will be times that we must keep going even though we don't see any results.
那作为一个基督徒,虽然有时候我们看不到结果,但是呢,我们仍要不断地向前来奔跑。
There will be times we might even feel like quitting.
在有些时段当中,或许你曾经想要来放弃。
Some people might feel like it's better to give in to the sinful life than to and play around for a while than to fight against the temptation.
有些人甚至放弃了对抗那些引诱试探而让自己来享受那最终之乐。
But we must be determined.
但是呢,我们必须心中立下志向。
We must persevere.
那我们必须能够有恒心。
Thirdly, it says we are to fix our eyes upon Jesus.
也就是让我们的 目光能够专注在耶稣的身上。
This is the how of the perseverance.
这就是节制忍耐的经义。
Those of you sisters who have been through natural childbirth, you know that during labor you are told to find a focus point.
那在经过自然生产的姐妹们都知道，在生产过程当中，你常常被告知你要眼睛注意到看一点。
It might be an object, it might be a particular place.
那这一点呢,或许是一件东西,或是一个地方。
Because focusing helps you block out everything except what you are trying to do.
因为当你专注的时候呢,你就能够专心在那一件事上。
It allows you to focus all of your energy in one place.
能够将你所有的精力能够集中在那一件事上。
And we as Christians, we are to focus on Christ.
那作为一位基督徒,我们要专注在耶稣身上。We
are to constantly remind ourselves how he handled his enemies.
那我们要常常提醒我们自己如何来对抗我们的敌人。With
forgiveness and love.
对于我们的敌人,我们要用爱心来宽恕他们。How
he related to the lost and the hurting.
那在这个失败当中,损失当中,虽然你受到了损伤。
With a heartfelt love.
但是如果心中有爱的时候,
how he put the will of the Father first in his life.
那么他就能够将神的旨意放在第一,
out of his love for the Father and for us.
因为他爱神,
but we must also focus on the facts.
那我们同时也要专注在这些事实上面,
that he loves us.
也就这个事实就是耶稣爱我们,
that he died for us.
那他为我们而死,
that he rose again on the third day,
在第三日复活,
opening the door for eternal life.
为了我们开的那永生之门,
he wants the best for us.
他要将最好的都给我们,
he is waiting for us.
他在等候着我们,
he is preparing for our arrival.
那他在等候我们的来到,
and he will take us to be where he is.
他要带我们到他所去的那个地方,
he is coming again one day.
他还要再来,
to rule this world.
要来统治这个世界。
If we can remember who it is that we are serving,
那如果我们知道我们所侍奉的是谁,
what he has done for us,
他为我们做的是哪些事呢,
and where he is leading us,
那他要将我们带往何处呢,
then we can begin to discover point number three.
那我们就能够进入我们讨论的第三点,
that we should pursue what we value out of joy and not out of obligation.
那我们追求这些事就是用喜乐的心来追求,而不是出于一种义务来追求。
Did you notice the spirit in which these men pursued their treasure?
我们看看这些寻宝的人,他们是用什么样的心情来寻这些宝呢?
In the first parable, we are told that the man went joyfully and sold all that he had so he could buy the property.
那第一个比喻中谈到,这个人呢,他欢欢喜喜地变卖他所有的来买的这块地。
And it seems that the second man went quickly and sold everything he had.
那第二个人也很快地将他身边所有的变卖了。There
was no sense of drudgery.
那没有任何的这个遗憾。
There is no dragging of the feet.
那也没有任何的犹豫。
They joyfully, eagerly sold everything so that they could obtain that object of their desire.
他们欢欢喜喜、快快乐乐的卖了所有的来得到所想要得到的这些宝贝。
What length would you go to save the life of your child?
啊，你要为你们的儿女准备什么样的土地呢？
Would you donate blood?
你要捐血吗？
Would you donate your bone marrow?
你要将你的骨髓捐赠出来吗？
Would you give one of your kidneys?
你要将你肾脏中的一个奉献出来吗？
Would you be willing to give your life in order to save the life of your child?
那你愿意为你的儿女的生命来舍去你有的一切？
A parent loves their child so much that they would do all of those things willingly.
啊，父母爱儿女，为了儿女，他们甘心乐意的为他们做一切事。
Eagerly and joyfully.
他们做这些事充满了喜乐。
There is no resentment when it comes to helping our children.
当我们帮助我们儿女的时候，我们心中不会充满着怨恨。
Because we consider our children to be our greatest earthly treasure.
因为我们将我们的儿女看作是在这世上最重要的宝贝。
Don't you wonder how much better our lives would be if we simply did what God told us to do?
那如果我们按照神所告诉我们的去做，我们将来会得到神所应许的，我们相信吗？
But sometimes we don't want to pay the price.
但是有时候我们不愿意为这些付出代价。
You know, to me, one of the most powerful and shortest messages in the scripture came from the mother of Jesus, Mary.
啊，那对我来说，那非常短的，而且非常有力量的这个经节呢，是出自于耶稣的母亲玛利亚所说的一句话。
At the wedding banquet,
那就是在这个婚宴当中。
When she told Jesus that they were out of wine,
她告诉耶稣说酒用尽了。
What did she say to the servant?
那她对这个仆人怎么说呢？
Whatever he said, just do it.
她说按着他所吩咐的去做。
What a powerful message!
这是多么有力量的这个一句话。
Just do it.
只要去做。
But we don't want to pay the price.
但是有时候我们不愿意付出代价。
But if we don't pay the price, we will miss out on the treasure.
如果我们不愿意付出代价，我们就得不到那个宝藏。
God offers us life beyond the grave in heaven.
耶稣所应许我们的是我们要到天国去。
He offers us forgiveness from our past sins.
他赦免了我们过去一切的过错。
He offers us guidance in difficult decisions.
在我们危难困难当中，他为我们指引了一条路。
He offers us strength and peace in trying and difficult times.
在那些困难啊无助的时候呢，他赐给我们力量。
He offers us opportunities to be used by God to impact the lives of those we love.
啊，他让我们有机会服侍神，并且借着服侍神来影响其他的人。
And most of all, He offers us a real relationship with the Creator of the universe.
更重要的是，他提供了我们与这个创造天地万物的主宰建立一个关系。
If we understand what it is God is offering.
如果我们明白神所提供我们的是什么
，If we grasp what is available to us，
那如果我们能够紧紧抓住我们所能够拥有的
，Then we would do whatever it takes to obey the Lord。
那我们就会尽所能的来遵守神的教训
，And we would do it all joyfully。
那而且在遵守的当中，我们是欢欢喜喜的来做
，Quickly and eagerly，
而且是快快的做，而且是充满的热情的来做。
The treasure, the pearl。The goal before us is much more valuable.
这个宝藏或是这个重价的珠子是非常贵重的。
So why do we let anything distract us from the goal?
那为什么我们还要让有些事迷失了我们的方向？
In conclusion, I want us to see a couple of things.
在结论里我想要提几件事。
First, these two men discovered the treasure differently.
首先这两个人呢他们发现宝藏是用不同的方法发现的。
The first man found the treasure by surprise.
那第一个人发现宝藏是在意外中发现的。
You could say he stumbled upon it by accident.
啊，他也就是说无意当中 发现了这个宝贝。
The second man was searching for the treasure.
那第二个人呢，他是去寻找好珠子。
It is the same way in our relationship with Christ.
就好像我们与神之间的关系一样。
Some people search for God.
那有些人是寻找神。
They examine the facts.
那他们这个评估了所有的这些事实。
They try different religions.
那他们也或许尝试了不同的这个宗教。
Other people seem to be surprised by God's grace.
那有些人甚至是因为神的这个恩典觉得非常的惊讶。
Kind of like the Apostle Paul.
就好像这个使徒保罗。
Salvation kind of snuck up on him.
这个救恩好像是对他来说是擦身而过。
And all of a sudden these people feel like suddenly there's a light turned on.
那突然之间天上有大光。
So I don't know what experience is closer to what has happened in your life.
那我不知道我们生命当中的这个经历是什么。
But you need to realize that it doesn't matter how you find the treasure.
那如何来找到这个宝藏并不重要。
What matters is that you lay hold of that treasure once you find it.
啊，重要的是当你找到这个宝藏之后，你要好好的这个把握它。
It doesn't matter if you were searching for the Lord or you just discovered Him by accident.
啊，无论你是很专心的来寻找神，或是在无意之当中认识的神。
It doesn't matter if you grew up in the church or you spent your life in the street.
啊，不论你是在这个教会的家庭长大，或者说出自于不幸的家庭。
It doesn't matter if you had a dramatic or miraculous conversion experience, or whether you just came gradually to the faith.
啊，无论你信主的过程是充满了这个不同于众人之间的体验，或者是你是逐步的一步一步的认识神。
What matters most is realizing that living in God's kingdom, possessing eternal life, walking with Jesus.This is the greatest treasure that we will ever have.
啊，重要的是能够与神同行，能够在天上，这才是我们最重要的宝贝。
Secondly, it is important that we understand that God calls us to make a radical commitment.
啊，第二就是要神招呼我们，要我们做出承诺。
He is really not concerned about getting more people to join the church.
啊，对他来说，是否有更招呼更多的人来教会呢，不是最重要的。
God doesn't really need our help.
神不需要我们帮助把人招呼来教会。
It is us who need His help.
而是我们需要神的帮助。
He wants more people who are willing to trust and follow Him.
啊，他需要有更多的人能够信靠神，并且能够跟随神。
He is asking us to place our faith, our hope, our confidence in our lives in His hands.
那他希望我们将我们的这个生命，我们的信心呢，都放在他的身上。
He is asking us to put all of our hope for heaven in what He has done for us.
啊，他要我们将天国的盼望就放在他为我们所做的每一件事上。
To trust His wisdom for our day-to-day life.
啊，在我们每日生活当中，相信神智慧的带领。
And even when His ways are so different than from the way of those of us, those are around us.
啊，或许神的方法和我们所知道人的方法是不一样的。
Jesus wants to be our valuable treasure.
啊，神要成为我们贵重的宝藏。
Seeking after Him eagerly, joyfully, quickly.
啊，用这个渴望的心，快速的啊，欢欢喜喜的来寻找他，跟随他。
Let us sing Hymn 380.
我们最后请唱诗380首。